You're listening to the So You Think You're Intuitive podcast, a podcast to help you reactivate, grow, and trust your intuition so you can live a more empowered and connected life. Join me, Natalie Miles, spiritual mentor and psychic medium, every Wednesday for inspired conversations, guidance, and practical tips on how you can work with your intuition in your everyday life. Because who doesn't want to trust their intuition more? Welcome back to So You Think You're Intuitive. I'm Natalie Miles, taking you on this journey to reactivate and trust your intuition so you can stand in your truth and power. Hi, everyone. How are you doing? Whew, it has been a big week. Energetically, so much is going down. I've just had 6 days off. It has been, the longest time off that I've had for a while, with writing the book and launching the community and navigating this pandemic and everything else that we are experiencing in the world right now. So it has been really nice to be able to recenter my energy, reconnect to my energy, and just take some space and some time for myself, which has been absolutely amazing. And if you've listened to the November energy forecast, the theme for November is the stronghold. The stronghold. And in, as part of that, as a message that came through, is all about how we really must be in our own energy this month, and how we need to look at what finding our own haven is, our own safe spaces, our own sanctuary with everything that is happening in the world. I was really using and tapping into that energy. If you haven't listened to the November energy forecast yet, go and have a listen. It is really good to help guide you this month, because we have, you know, every month I say, oh, we have some big energy, but this month is, it's big. Lots of things changing and shifting, and obviously we also had the US elections last week, and there is still more to unfold off the back of the result being shared. There's going to be a long way to go until inauguration next year. There is more to be revealed. This is also why this energy of the stronghold is really important, and seeing how the exterior strongholds in our planet, you know, whether it is a political party, whether it is a government, whether it is, you know, one of our systems that we have, whether it's the media, whether it's the medical system, there is so much around right now with this energy of the stronghold. So go and have a listen. I would also love to share some more of your intuitive hits. So if you have an intuitive hit, something that you got an intuitive hit on, you took action on or appeared, or something that has been coming up for you intuitively, and you have a story to share, I would love to share your story. So please send me a short voice memo with your name, where you're from, and your intuitive hit. I would love to get your voice on the podcast to share your stories. And why I do this is because sometimes we don't realize what an intuitive hit is. And so when we hear these stories from other people across the world, it's like, okay, that's an intuitive hit. That's also how my intuition works. I'd love to share some more. So please email them to me at hello@natalie-miles.com. I love to cook and I love preparing food, but sometimes when I have a busy schedule or I've had a full-on day, the last thing I want to do is cook sometimes. And so I have had the most amazing time using HelloFresh. HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right right to your door. The recipes are so easy to follow with simple steps and pictures to guide you along the way. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. Sustainability is really important to me, and the packaging HelloFresh uses to ship your food is almost entirely made from recyclable and or already recycled content. And they are also committed to giving back. HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need. And so far in 2020, they have donated 3.5 million meals. I have really enjoyed the recipes. I am really picky about the produce that I use, and everything that I have received has been amazing quality and has also taken the stress out of wondering what I'm going to cook. I've really, really enjoyed it. Go to HelloFresh.com/intuitive90 and use the code intuitive90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's go to HelloFresh.com/intuitive90 and use the code intuitive90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Also, if you haven't joined the Intuitive community yet, it is free to join. Come and join some of the conversations that we're having. We've been talking about dreams, intuitive hits, mediumship. We do weekly check-ins with each other. I share some more of the energy. Come and join us. It is free to join the Intuitive community, and there is a dedicated app as well, so you can access it on your phone or on your desktop as well. And it's available on Android and iOS. All you need to do is type in Intuitive Community and it will appear. And I will also put a link into the show notes. Come and join us. We've also got some amazing events coming up this month as well, from the book club, the live Q&A. We've got guest teachers that are about to be announced for the rest of this month as well coming up. And we also have scholarship places as well to access the premium level content. So yeah, come join us. It's free to join. I'll put a link into the show notes as well. So this episode is all about how past lives can help your healing. And I was reflecting on this the other day because I was like, how have I not done an episode dedicated to past lives and past lives healing in the 2 years that this podcast has been around? And I was actually a little bit taken aback. So here we are. Here is the episode all about past lives, because I love discovering past lives and I love guiding people through past life regressions and sharing past lives in my client sessions. In fact, when I first started the business and I first started doing readings for people, I actually held 1 day long, like a whole intensive day workshop around past lives. And it's always been a theme that has really intrigued me. I think from a young kid, being like, I feel like I've done this before. I don't feel like this is my first time around. And I guess it's that kind of cliche of, oh, you're an old soul. And people throw that around as a phrase, oh, you're an old soul. And I guess that's a correlation from being an old soul and having experienced multiple lifetimes and multiple past lives, and then the understanding that you have done this many times before. And also, what really intrigues me about past lives is that we get to repeat the learning. So if there's something that we haven't learned in a previous life, we get to come back and we get to relearn it. We get another chance of being like, okay, am I going to learn this time? Or am I going to repeat the same patterns? Am I going to need to repeat the same learning? Like, will we learn this time? So yeah, I always find it deeply fascinating. And I also got an even deeper level of a connection to past lives when I was given the book Many Lives, Many Masters by my mum. In fact, it wasn't by my mum, it's by Brian Weiss, but she was the one that gave it to me. The way I said that made it sound like that my mum wrote Many Lives, Many Masters. But when I read this book, it was really fascinating. And it just kind of solidified feelings and thoughts that I had been experiencing myself. And if you haven't read Many Lives, Many Masters, I really encourage it. It is about the psychiatrist, Brian Weiss, about how past life therapy changed him, how he was a traditional therapist. And then in one of his sessions with a patient, she kept recalling her past life traumas that then led her to heal things that were happening in her life in this lifetime, her anxiety, her nightmares, her anxiety attacks. And then it's a book about him realizing and understanding that past lives exist and how we can heal from them. So yeah, I really encourage you to go and read that book if you want to dive deeper into what past lives are all about, from someone who likes to call themselves a past life expert. But past lives can show up in so many different ways, and past lives can be a reason for you, like why you love a certain place, why you're fascinated with a certain time in history, an era, a culture, or a particular place. It's like when you go and visit somewhere and you're like, oh, I've been here before. It can feel like a real coming home energy. And even if you don't necessarily get to be there in the physical presence of that place and be there, you can just be like, why do I have a fascination with this? I've had clients that have been obsessed with Japan, for example, and samurai, and have then gone back into past lives and then have been like, oh, this makes sense. I had a past life here. And you might hear me say that and be like, well, hang on a second. How do you know whether that's a past life or not? Maybe it's just because they like that. And then they're kind of, are they forcing a past life because they like a certain city or country or place or time in history? And I think it's back into that, like, trusting your intuition. Like when you trust your intuition and you take action on your guidance and you receive signs and symbols, you know, it all builds up and you trust it and you're like, okay, yeah, this is real. And I think it's the same with past lives, with this healing of when we see things and we acknowledge things, we then can begin to heal it and be like, no, this is true. I know this to be true. At one point growing up, I really wanted to be an archaeologist. I was obsessed with history. I loved history, going back in time. And as a kid, I must have been about 8 years old, and I was obsessed with the Aztecs. Absolutely. Like, we were learning about the Aztecs in history, and I just felt so connected when I saw the temples and them connecting to the sun. And we were told all about the violence within their rituals and everything. And I wasn't freaked out by it. I was deeply intrigued, to a point where I remember coming home and doing extra research on the Aztecs for this project that we needed to do, because I was like so connected to the energy of the Aztecs. And then later on, when I was a bit older, we had to study Rome, and we had to study the Romans and Roman culture. And again, I felt this deep sense of knowing about this Roman culture and felt deeply fascinated with it on so many levels that didn't feel like, I'm just intrigued by this intellectually. It felt like it was speaking to my soul's core. It was, again, this remembrance. It was speaking to my essence. And then I was really lucky to be able to visit Rome. And walking around Rome, it was like I knew where I was going. It's like I didn't need a map. I could literally navigate myself around being like, oh yeah, that's over there and this is there. And it just felt like a real coming home and seeing the Colosseum and yeah, just all of it, just really taking in all the sensory experiences and knowing that I had been there before. Another place that brought up for me as well was in my teens, I had an amazing opportunity to go to Syria. And I went to Syria and it was only for a couple of days. And while I was there, I got to visit a medieval castle called Cracht y Chevalier. And I've just pulled up Wikipedia and it says it's the most important preserved medieval castle in the world. And we got to walk around this castle. And again, it brought so many feelings and emotions up for me to a point where I was so emotionally connected with the energy of the place and the sense of familiarity and also what had happened in this castle. And I was, I don't know, 14, and I got a souvenir picture of the castle and I wanted to do extra research about this castle. And later on when I was doing some more past life regression work, Cracht y Chevalier in Syria came up in a past life regression and it showed me that I was there. You know, I was there at the time of the Crusades and that I was connected to this castle base. I had been there in a previous life. And so when that came through for me, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. We can also bring through gifts from past lives. So my intuitive gifts, I know that I have brought these gifts from past lives, from times when I have been a witch, a healer, sharing messages with people. I know not just through past life regression meditations, but just a knowing in my body that I have done this in many lifetimes. And I have also been sacrificed, judged, killed, murdered, ostracized for them as well. And that is part of the ancestral shame around connecting to my own intuition, because I've been shown and I know in my body that I have held onto this from past lives. And this lifetime is a massive healing, learning from those lives, because hey, it's 2020 and I get to have a podcast talking about intuition and sharing messages with people. Like, that's huge. Like, that's absolutely massive when you look back at the past lives that I've had in the past, where there has been trauma, where I have had to keep my gifts in secret and in hiding. And now I get to fill in government paperwork when they ask me what my job title is, and I get to write down I'm a psychic medium. Like, it blows my mind. But bringing it back to gifts, we can bring our gifts through from previous lifetimes, whether you are naturally drawn to something, whether you're naturally sporty or you're a cook or you're a chef or you love making clothes, whatever that is. It could be that you have done that job or you have used that gift in a past life before. And that's also about like prodigy children. It's like you suddenly see see these kids aged 4 who are like amazing dancers. I follow this account on Instagram. Oh, let me pull it up while I'm recording. And he is so amazing. Let me pull him up. Yeah, Boss Baby Brody. Brody is like 5 and he is the most amazing dancer, and he like dances with so much passion, and you can just see his connection and his energy to the music and how he portrays and how he shares himself. And he's like 5 years old and he's had this like Instagram account for like a while, like, yeah, and you see his gifts. Like, I think he's been on Oprah. He's nearly got like 500,000 followers, but it's just like you can see that connection. And every time I watch him dance, I'm like, oh man, you've done this before. Like, you have done this before, and you're bringing your gifts through into this lifetime. And it's the same when you see kids who are like amazing musicians or amazing pianists, and you're like, wow, where does that come from? And I like to just share that it's like a remembrance of your gifts and your skills. Past lives, we can also bring through not just our gifts, but our fears. We can bring through our fears and our trauma from past lives. That's why sometimes people have past life regressions or go into those regressions so that they can kind of unlock the pattern and unlock the cycle around certain things. So for example, not liking water, a fear of flying, a fear of driving, a fear of a certain specific situation. Maybe it's a fear of being in love or being in a partnership, or a fear of having a baby, or a fear of childbirth. And it turns out that you have in a past life that you have died during childbirth. But we hold this anxiety and trauma stored in our body from our past lives as well. And when we can identify those past lives and the trauma that was suffered in those past lives, it can prove to be really powerful, really, really, really powerful healing. And that's what I love when past lives like this come up in client sessions or group sessions, because it can unlock something in someone where it's like, oh, I didn't realize that's why I feared water, or I didn't realize that that's why I was keeping my heart closed because of this thing that happened. And we always get shown the past life that we need to know today in our healing. I personally do that. I set an intention when I'm doing this work of like, show me a past life that I need to see today so that I can heal what is I'm currently experiencing in this lifetime. So the healing capacity of our past lives is truly amazing. And how you can do this is we can go into this space of liminal time. So we can go into the past life regression, we can be shown what we need to be shown, and then we can see who's around us, we can connect to who's around us, and then we can go to the point of death. A lot of the time in the past life regressions or the past life meditations, we can be shown how we died, we can be shown how it felt in our body, we can be shown how it felt after we have died. And when we're in this liminal time and space between moving on to the next life and being in this liminal time and space of transformation and healing once we have passed over, and we can access this liminal time and space to create such a deep, powerful healing. I know I've shared some of my past lives already, but there are some other lives that have really stood out in my healing. And I also want to say that sometimes when people go into an expectation of a past life, they expect to be like, oh, I'm going to be shown that I was a queen, or I'm going to be shown this. Like, a lot of the time we can be thinking that we're going to be shown some like big grandiose life, or, you know, oh, I was this like person of power. And a lot of the time you're just shown a really like normal life, or a normal way of being. It's not always going to be some like big grand life that you are shown. Couple of lives I have been shown. I was shown when I was went into my first float tank. I love floating, haven't been in a while actually. But when I was, I did my first ever float tank, I was shown whilst I was floating, actually, it came in this amazing vision of how I was like an Egyptian priestess. And the Egyptians used to float. They used to float to connect to source. They used to float to receive information, to get guidance. And I was shown how, and they used to, it was like a proper ritual, like they used to adorn you with things. And it was like this very like sacred time. And so, yeah, I was shown myself being in a float tank and being prepped. And that felt really powerful. I've been shown many past lives in battles, lots of war, lots of death, lots of fighting. I remember one specifically that my mum guided me through, actually. Sat in our lounge one day. I was going through some things and it just kind of came through around these, like being in this castle with all these kind of like battle plans and these plans and not being trusted about the plans that I was making. And it was amazing how this energy kind of got stored in my body, and how by facing this past life and seeing how I passed over, it allowed some of the trauma and the pain. And because before we went in, I had this like all this pain in my neck and down my back. And then in this past life, they showed me like literally being like stabbed in the back and like this sword going through my neck. And the minute we kind of identified that and went into this past life, like all the pain disappeared. It was fascinating. I've been shown how I was a woman in Germany during the Second World War. I have been shown how I was a woman who dressed up as a man because she wanted to go to war, and she wanted to go into battle, and she wanted to become a sailor. She wanted to be on a boat and part of that. And so I dressed myself up to look like a guy so that I could get on this boat. I have a deep connection to the Navy, to water. And so that was really fascinating when that came through. And then once I went and had a reading with someone when I was still in London, and I wasn't doing this work, and I was thinking about going to India for 6 weeks. And I was like, I hadn't pulled the trigger on it. And I was like, oh, am I going to go to India for 6 weeks? And at the end of my reading, this woman turned around to me and she was like, go to India for 6 weeks. She's like, but don't stay any longer. She's like, you've done lifetimes in India before. You've been a mother and had a family in India. You've done that in past lifetimes. She's like, but you have to go back. Like, there's something about going back and being there in that energy. And I did. I went to India and had the most amazing time. And I was in Mumbai and really felt like a deep soul connection. And I just had the remembrance of this reader being like, 6 weeks, Natalie. And I was like, yeah, okay, yeah. As much as I would love to create a life here, and remembering that as well. So yeah, I encourage you just to, yeah, reflect on your gifts, your skills, your talents, times of history that you're drawn to, places in the world that you're drawn to. And just see what comes up for you around that. If there's any like aha moments or just knowing moments in your body where you're like, oh, this feels like past life. Our ancestor stories can also be connected to our past lives. If you are new to this podcast, there are a couple of episodes all about what your ancestor story is. So I go and have a listen to those. But our ancestor story is basically the themes, blocks, and patterns that we carry from our ancestors. And our past lives can also be enmeshed into that, because we can repeat the family units that we are in now in different lifetimes. So you change roles. It's like, so the family unit stays the same, but you change roles. Like sometimes you're the mom, sometimes you're the dad, you live in a different part of the world, but you're always coming back together to learn and heal within this family unit, within this soul family unit. And that's also connected to, like, you meet someone, like a friend or someone on the street that you have like a one-off conversation with, and it's like, I know you. Like, I know you. We've done this before. And I'm sure as you're listening to this, you can recollect times when you've met certain people where, you know, you've just met them, but there's such an instant connection, and that there is a learning and a healing that needs to take place between you because of what's happened in a past life, or a remembrance of the familiarity and the connection and the love, or whatever that person is being brought to you to heal in that moment, can also be connected to a past life. My mom has had past life dreams, past life meditations where she's seen us all in different roles. And there's one that stands out. I remember her telling me that we used to live in South Africa and we all had different roles. I just remember that being one that she shared with me. Our spirit team, our spirit guides, we can also have had connection with our spirit guides from past lives when they were living as humans on this planet. I mean, not all spirit guides have lived on this planet as humans in human form, but many of them have. And some of them we have lived with in past lives. And so when we feel that connection to a member of our spirit team, whether it is a main guide or not a main guide, we can have this deep soul connection with. And you can ask your spirit team to show you and be like, show me the past life that we had. If we've had a past life together, show me it. And they will, they can show you what that past life looks like and how you were connected in past lives. And I always find it fascinating what the learning is when you connect to a spirit guide who you have had a past life with as well. And I share this in the book. This is something that was written in my new book, You Are Intuitive, is how we receive our intuitive messages and how we decode our intuitive messages. And I like to describe it as our inner reference library. So throughout our whole life, we are building this inner reference library of the symbols, smells, sounds, themes, patterns of how we decode our world around us, which allows us to be able to work out and receive our intuitive messages. And I share in the book that it isn't just this lifetime that we create this inner reference library, but it's also from past lives. So when we move between different lives, when our soul gets reincarnated into a new body, we carry this inner reference library within our soul space that then allows us to be able to receive and to decode our messages in this lifetime, which I love as well. So it's like layers upon layers upon layers, and we begin to really break down the kind of time matrix, the space-time continuum matrix. And you talk about string theory and you read about string theory, and it's like the past life you is existing at the same time as the present life you and the future time you. And it's suddenly like, whoa, oh, wow. You know, is it all connected? What does that look like? Are there multiple versions of me through time and space? And then that just kind of blows my mind as well and kind of unravels everything. But I also want to mention one other thing that comes up is not to use our past lives as spiritual bypassing. I've just noticed that in the New Age community where it is suddenly like, oh, I was a Native American in a past life, so that means I can do it in this lifetime. So it's back into that, like, oh, am I using that as cultural appropriation? Am I using that as spiritual bypassing? Because I feel like just because I was shown that in a past life, that that gives me some right to it in a certain way. Yeah, especially if you don't identify as Indigenous in this lifetime. And I think it's really important for us to look at that and not use past lives as some kind of like entitlement to a particular ritual, culture, or practice. It is about working with it in this lifetime and looking at the cultural appropriation, spiritual bypassing, and looking at that cultural exchange element that needs to happen. And yeah, not using past lives as an excuse. But what I've learned through leading others through past life regressions, through meeting their past selves, their lives, is that it is a deeply transformative healing journey that can bring so much clarity. And they can be the most simple of visions or imagery or feelings or knowings, and it can create such a deep change and impact and healing. And it's always so beautiful to witness. I like to have rosemary on standby once I have done a past life meditation. When you finish, you have the rosemary, the herb rosemary, on hand, and you smell it, because the smell of rosemary imprints the memory of what you experience so that you can recall it. Because sometimes it can be, you know, we think, oh, I'm going to forget that. I'm going to forget what I got shown. And so the rosemary really helps you to remember what you were shown, so that you can then heal from it, whether it is, you know, to journal around it or to share with it in a group. Or when I guide people, I also do a healing part of it. So it's like you get shown what you get shown, and then there is a healing from that where you get to ask yourself, what was the learning from this lifetime? Why did I need to be shown this today? And to really move into that liminal time space between, you know, the death of that lifetime and being your soul evolving into another human body. Like, how can I learn from this time, this death, and what I experienced? Because I got such a strong intuitive hit to do an episode all about past lives, I've actually made this month's online energy collective a past life discovery and healing. Join us if you would like me to guide you through a past life discovery and healing. We are going to be doing this on Wednesday, 18th of November. And there's a replay if you can't join live as well. But it is going to be an event where I am going to guide the group to connect to a past life and discover what it means for you in this moment. We're going to be doing some past life healing for the group and for the global collective. And also, yeah, receiving intuitive messages and guidance that you need to know today from that past life. So it's going to be a potent group of, yeah, unblocking and healing some patterns and stories that want to be shown through the past life. If this sounds like, oh, this sounds intriguing, I will put the link into the show notes. It's $25 to join if you join for a one-off event, or if you join Intuitive, if you join the Intuitive community, it works out to be $20 a month. And then you get access to all the conversations, the book club, some of my online workshops, live Q&A with me. Like, yeah, there's so many things included, as well as the Past Life Discovery and Healing Online Energy Collective. So yeah, come join us. It is happening Wednesday, November 18th. I am so happy that I've recorded an episode about past lives. I'm I'm still giggling to myself. I'm like, why have we not done this before? I love talking about past lives. Yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. And yeah, if you're intrigued to know more about past lives, join us on the 18th. Go and read Brian Weiss, Many Lives, Many Masters. And yeah, tap in and discover what past lives mean to you in this moment, or anything, or people where you're like, we've done this before. And yeah, trust, know that you have been around before, and you might have only done a handful of lives, you might have done hundreds of lives before you, but yeah, trust that the journey that you're on now, and the healing journey that you're on now, and the learning is all for a reason. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you've enjoyed it, please rate and review on iTunes. If you haven't bought my book already, go to wherever you like to get your books and go and buy You Are Intuitive. And I will see you next week for another episode of the podcast. Bye.